ori da jini da sambara java da tambu chuno ju oda ju sambu monam ga no na tenru lam na dog ji jo thori lam na rat ton na phase me paran den ji phi chong ju sam la chong tar lo sin na oda chong ju ji samara mo ji de la ma tong go chi wa ri oda tsukon tong bo sam sam go chong ju ji sam si ji de ju te long wa ju ji la ji wa yin na mu ma gu wa kardi chong ju ji sam ကျေသေလုံးဝမှာရင်ပဲကျွမ်းသင်ကြီးမရဇိုးဆောင်ကြီးကိုတင်တဲ့ကျွမ်းကျွမ်းကျွမ်းဆောင်လို့ကြလာကြွားရင်နာရောင်ဟောကျွဒါကျွမ်းရှမာတီညဝရတော့တန်ရူလာဆိုဝင်ဆောင်ကွန်းနိစကြည့်ကွာရင်နာမရတေလီမရနဒဝရကျွမ်းကြည့်မကွဟောကျွဒန်ဖယောရပါတော့တနည်းသူရီလာငန်ရူလာနဲ့တော့ကျွမ်းသူရီလာနဲ့ရပ်တော့လားစသည်သူရီတဘာတော့တံပြင်းခြင်းပေါ်ကွန်ပေါင်းထော်ပြားကို ပကြသောစောင်းလုကိုစင်တီပါရင်သူတဘတော်ပါလာညီပါထားဝဲနောင်းနေရောတဘန်ချောဟိုတဲဆောင်ကြီးကြီးကွန်ပေါင်းတော်ပါလာညီပါရရှိပါတော့သူရီလာမနဲ့ငယ်ရီလာမနဲ့တော့ကြီးသူရီလာမနဲ့ရတ်တော်လာဂရှိမေပရန်ဒန်ကြီးပြစသူဟိုတဲလီတော်ညမောင်းကဟောင်းကသမေမာရူကနီလောင်းဒီတင်ရီရန်လို့ကြီးကြီးသူတင်ရကွန်ခလုကရာကဂရှိပါတ
So taking a quotation of a praise composed by Maitreya, then praising the mind of Bodhicitta, renouncing self, cherishing others. And with regards to this mind of Bodhicitta, then Maitreya praises this mind as a mind when generated by whosoever, then for individuals, you know, needless to mention the tremendous benefit or the virtue in having completely generated full measure of the mind of Bodhicitta. But even for those who have not actually cultivated this mind, but makes the effort to generate this mind in the thoughts and in the activities, makes the a contrived effort of this spirit of the mind of Bodhicitta, renouncing self, cherish others, then even for those who make such an effort, then those making such an effort, then they are able to close the door to the rebirth in the three lower realms, meaning that whoever makes the contrived effort to generate Bodhicitta, effortfully generates Bodhicitta, then will never be reborn in the three lower realms. And for those who have, you know, generated the mind of Bodhicitta, then they will forever experience higher rebirth. Higher rebirth, not only just higher rebirth within cyclic existence, but higher rebirth of liberation, bringing oneself closer to attaining liberation out of cyclic existence and closer to attaining enlightenment. And furthermore, then, one is with this mind of Bodhicitta, then one is able to cut off the continuity of the delusion and its action karma, and thereby cease the bondage to the 12 links of interdependent origination, you know, due to the beginningless ignorance that sets forth the cycle of the 12 links of interdependent origination until, you know, aging and death. Then all of this is completely stopped due to having generated Bodhicitta. And for this, the Maitreya praises any individual who makes the attempt to generate the mind of Bodhicitta.
အဇိကျလာမရံချေချံကဝနီယနာဒီလာမရံလာချေချံကြီးချုကွန်ဒင်ကချုကွန်ချင်ပီချုကွန်ဆမ်ယဝရီတီဝဇိကဒါချောင်းကြီးချုကွန်ဒင်ကချုကွန်ညီတီဝဇိကဒါညေဇိကတနီဇောင်းနဲမရဇိယေဂီဖုန်တော်ဝတီဆောင်ချုကြီးဆမ်နာမထရာကချေတဝဇိကဒါမဇိချင်းအကြောင်းအရနာဝဇိကဒါသောရမကနန်သောရမကချင်းအကြောင်းရာတီဂျီမီရတီဝန်တော်ဝဇိယနာတီငွန်တန်တို့ရာကငွန်တို့သရဒ
ကျေချောင်းရံတောင်းတဲ့ရမကြီးငွန်တန်တို့ကသင်္ဒါကယတင်းကြီးကငွန်တန်တောင်းနေယင်းကြီးကသောရမကသောကြောင့်ကြာလာ
So even within the graduated path to enlightenment, in order to be able to access, being able to cultivate the mind of bodhicitta, then the entire course of the path and practice is set forth for those of the, the smaller scope or capacity or intelligence, then path and practice accommodated to those of, middling scope or capacity, and those of the highest scope and capacity or intelligence. Yet, and just like, in ordinary secular forms of education, even though the objective is to, get a high school education, but still, with that as the goal, then you go through your primary education and you go through your secondary education, and all of these graded courses then enables us to be equipped to engage in the high school education. So in the same way, one trains in the path and practice of the small scope, medium scope, so that one is fully prepared to cultivate or develop the mind in the path and practice of the high scope. So when we engage in the path the graduate path of Lamrim, the graduate path to enlightenment, although you have the path and practice for the small, medium and high scope, all of these paths must incorporate the path of method and the path of wisdom. With method alone, one cannot make the complete progress on the path. So in order to cultivate the path of method, then one has to develop the mind in calm abiding and the special insight or the penetrative insight, particularly the penetrative insight into selflessness or emptiness. And on the basis of this, then one further enhances on the path and practice of the mantra vehicle, the Vajrayana vehicle or mantra vehicle. And just like how it is often stated within the formal prayers, having made myself a suitable vessel through having trained in the common path, then so may I then engage in the fortunate part of the Vajrayana. So accordingly, then, on the basis of having cultivated one's mind in the general part or in the common part, then when one engages on the path of the Mantrayana, then there are the four levels of Mantrayana. The level of the action tantra, the performance tantra, the yoga tantra, and all of these three levels of the tantra enables us or equips us in order to be able to engage in the path and practice of the highest yoga tantra system.
So ကျေတော်ရုံးကွန်ပျူတာရရင်ကြီးရဒါရမဲညီကြီးကိုနေညီတို့သူကြီးညောင်ကွန်ပေါင်းထွေရဘောဒီကတမ်းမွေးရငမငမငမကိုမရမွေးရချမချမမရနေကိုဝေးရရင်သူတာတူကျေတော်ရုံးညောင်ကွန်ပေါင်းထွေရလာရထက်တင်ကြီးဟောဒီကတင်တဲ့ကနေတဲ့တောင်ကြီးကျင်းသွန်ပါတော်ညာမနေကြီးသမီးကြီးရနမရမဲကျင်တယ်မရကင်းတော့ကရမဲနာကြီးဒူရောင်ယူတင်ကြီး
So, when one engages in the path and practice of any of the highest yoga tantra deities, first and foremost is to be initiated into the practice to receive the empowerment, and then following that to observe the pledges and the vows that one takes in the course of that empowerment is essential. Then fall on the basis of observing, guarding those pledges and those vows on the basis of this, then one should meditate on the path. The meditation on the path in the highest yoga tantra systems then comprises of the stage of generation and the stage of completion. The stage of generation must serve as a ripening factor, enabling the practices or empowering the practices of the stage of completion. So, and then as a result of these practices, then one actualizes the fruit or the result of Vajradhara's enlightenment. So in this way, it is important for us to know how all of the previous practice must become a cause, ripening the latter practices, so that in order to attain the enlightened state of Vajradhara, then one must have all the complete. One must first complete all the causes. Through completing the causes of the practices involved, only then one can have that kind of result of enlightenment. It's just like climbing up a flight of the stairs. In order to get to the top of the stairs, then one has to begin with the lowest levels of the steps and gradually progress to the highest point of that staircase. In the same way, then when we set forth our practice, then that is how one should engage in the practice in order to actualize the result. And even if one is even if one does not progress in that kind of way, then one can for the immediate condition then take on practices to, even if one is not able to set it forth in this kind of step by step practice, then whatever is applicable for the immediate situation, then taking on those practices.
ဝေဒိတတိနေယံဘယံဒုဇိတာခဇံတံနိကျွအနောဇေဝေဝေဒိတာမဂလမိကုဇိတေသောညုသမနာသောဘယေနကျွဇောရမကကံနိဝေဒိတာဇောရမရံဘငါတိကျတိနေငွန်တုဝေဒိတာတေနိခရာကြောရတိကျင်ကိုလိကပယေနအဒေကျွရယံတော်တုစေနဝေဒိတာဓမ္မရကိဝဆုရသမညိ
So when we usually engage in the path and practice of the other highest yoga tantras of Guhasamaja, Hiruka or Yamantaka, then the completion stage yoga practice is set forth in five stages. In the Kala Chakra, then, it is set forth in the practice known as the six-branched yoga. The first two virtues of these six-branched yoga practices are the yogas of individual withdrawal and concentration. The two middle virtues are regarded as stopping vitality and retention, and then the last two virtues are regarded as subsequent mindfulness and meditative stabilization.
Oji da dinda yimba yinda da karzon shiwen tamdi dandi dina yuwa yimba yu. ဟောဒီတာဒီနာညီစင်းတဲ့တောင်လာရံပိုင်ချင်းကွတ်တူကြည့်တော်ဆောင်းတူကြည့်တော်သူတို့ကြည့်တင်းငင်းတဲ့အောင်ဆောင်ဆိုဟောဒီတာဒီသမ်းတယ်နိတန်လို့ကပ်စောဒီတာဒီရာကကြည့်ကြည့်ရရန်တော့ဒီဘုဒ္ဓညီစင်းစမကျင်းညီစင်းတောင်ဘူးဟောကြည့်ဆောစမညီကြည့်ကပ်စောဟောကြည့်တာအဲကြည့်တောင်စုတောင်စုတရားဟောဒါပါပါတဲ့ဆောင်းစင်းညီကြည့်ကပ်စောအကျိုးဒါဒီနေ့အကျိုးဆောက်စင်တဲ့အဇိမကြီးအမိဆောက်ဆောက်စီကြည့်တဲ့ဒါငွန်ပန်းဇွနတင်တဲ့ဆောင်ယူရတာဆောင်းနဲ့ဆောင်းနဲ့တဲ့တို့တောင်နဲ့နှစ်ချစ်တန်ကောင်းရင်ပါဝစင်းနဲ့သဘောယဉ်ညင်ကငွန်ပန်းဇွနမိဆောက်စီကြည့်ဆေဆောက်စီကြည့်ဆောက်တဲ့ကျေထေရံဘုရားရဲ့ဆေစီကြည့်တဲ့ချေကိုထေတော်ဆောက်စီကြည့်တဲ့ကျေနာမရှိတန်စားကွတို့ကရောင်ချင်းချင်းကနှိချစ်တင်တဲ့ချေတော်ငွန်စံကတွေ
control and concentration enables us to accomplish the empty form body of the deity. And then the middle two virtues of stopping vitality and retention. Then if we take the Tibetan word sok here refers to life. And the life often has a connotation of being the basis or the support for the consciousness. So whether we say life or mind consciousness, then usually sometimes you know some of the systems in India then regard like a flower. Sometimes flowers as having a life or a mind on the base. As having a life, because you know when the sun rises, these flower petals open up, and when the sun sets, the flower petals kind of close, and is kind of associated as if the flower is sleeping. Actually, that kind of reaction of the flower opening with the sunrise and closing with the sunset is a special potential of that flower, but you know. It has nothing to do with in being a sentient being, as in having a consciousness. You know, the special potential of the flower enables it to function in that kind of way.
So
So in Buddhism, we say life and mind are synonymous, and so life and mind have are able to move on the mount of the wind. The wind acts like the horse, and that horse gets ridden by the life or the mind. So in the process of stopping vitality, in the process of stopping vitality, is then what it involves as whatever breathing in one undertakes, breathing in and out, then cutting off that process in order to enter the winds below the navel, then enable the winds from the left and the right channel to enter into the to enable it to enter into the central channel. So stopping vitality is the stopping the activity of the engagement of breathing in and breathing out, so that the winds from the left and the right channel are inserted into the central channel, just like the analogy of threading a needle, putting the thread through the eye of the needle. And then the retention is a process whereby which one trains in holding the winds that have been entered into the central channel, holding it there within the central channel, pulling it up the central channel, holding it within the central channel, are what are accomplished through the second set of two virtues of stopping vitality and retention. So with the subsequent mindfulness and what is known as a meditative stabilization, the third set of the last or the third set of the two virtues. So then, what these two accomplish is what these two virtues accomplish is the with subsequent mindfulness, the deity, which is visualized. The holy body of the deity, which is visualized, appears to the mind, but yet it is completely empty of inherent existence. So this subject mind, then transforming it to experience, to generate the experience of the feeling of great bliss. So these the function of the subsequent mindfulness and the meditative stabilization is to generate this subject mind, realizing emptiness of the deity which appears but is totally empty of inherent existence, and that this mind realizing this subject mind realizing the emptiness at the same time, then experiencing the great bliss is the function of the last two virtues, subsequent mindfulness and retention. So these three sets of the two virtues each is a means to achieving the Vajra body, the Vajra speech, and the Vajra mind. In the the general system of highest yoga tantra, then usually we apply the attainment of the isolation of the body as a means to achieving Vajra body, isolation of the speech as a means to achieving Vajra speech, and isolation of the mind as a means to achieving the Vajra mind. So then here we take the quotation from Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the secret mantra, saying that the collection at one time of the special meditative stabilization of the three Vajras while a learner comes upon attaining the branch of meditative stabilization, the sixth. So when one attains the level of meditative stabilization, then one is able to generate that one mind, which at the same time, is able to generate not only the realization of the emptiness of the appearance of the holy body of the deity that it is meditating upon as being empty of inherent existence, but at the same time, through that force of meditative stabilization, then generate the experience of the great bliss of that mind realizing emptiness as well. And that is accomplished only at the level of having generated the meditative stabilization. Here, with the first two virtues, you accomplish Vajra body. With the second two virtues, you accomplish the Vajra speech. And with the third two virtues of what is known as, subsequent mindfulness is a close, is an approximate close course to generating what is known as the immutable great bliss. And it is only upon generating meditative stabilization that one can actually generate the immutable great bliss itself. It's generated only at that level. At the at the fifth level of subsequent mindfulness, then it is just a close calls to that immutable bliss. Upon meditative stabilization, then one is able to generate the actual immutable great bliss. So the definiteness of the order of the six branches, the indivisible bliss and emptiness, which is the final object of the attainment in this system, differs from the indivisible bliss and emptiness explained in other texts. In other highest yoga tantra systems, you do have the transcendental wisdom of non-dual bliss and emptiness, but you don't have this kind of reference as immutable great bliss. Here the object is the emptiness, the subject is the mind of great bliss, the feeling of great bliss. And so what is different here in the culture of a system is the bliss here is referred to as the immutable great bliss. And that's in the bliss in the other highest yoga tantra systems is only referred to as a great bliss, and special to Kala Chakra is referring to this bliss as being an immutable great bliss. Here when it says the indivisible bliss and emptiness, which is the final object of attainment in this system, differs from the indivisible bliss and emptiness explained in other texts because this emptiness is the exalted body of father and mother deities of empty form, and the bliss is the great supreme immutable bliss. So usually when we generate ourselves into the deity, when it is one generates oneself into deity on the basis of cultivating renunciation and bodhicitta, and then this mind of bodhicitta of great bliss, then this mind then incorporates or unifies with the mind realizing emptiness, and then that wisdom realizing emptiness then is generated into the deity. Is generated into deity. So, in the usual highest yoga tantra systems, then the mind that which is generated into the subtle wind and the mind, the very subtle wind and the mind is what is generated into the deity. The subtle wind is generated into the holy body of the deity, and the and the subtle mind is generated into the Dharma body or the truth body of the deity. So here in the Kalchaka system, then one's meditation on emptiness, that wisdom of emptiness, then appears in the aspect of the deity father and mother, the empty form deity of the father and mother, and that that mind is conjoined or at the same time then has the experience of the immutable great bliss.
Daddy Jedi Garrisona, Rondon, Jesus Dumber, Jetchik, Dugoris, Jiduguda. Daddy Dugava Jedion, Ronya Zeta, Jigaransi, Jamasi, Dose Jedi, Sendon Travel, Lonesome Tramu, Tingwins and Guiva Yendu, Sendon Travel, Tombany Tabo, Sendon Travel, Lonesome Tramu, Ronya, Jigatonsu Yamungo, Jigat. Tonsuji and Dola Yamunga, Tijingolo Yamunga, Kinabri Shadiva, non diva, non Yem de la Jizichaba, non Jad de la Jichab, the Jizichabadi, Ronga, Sem Yirjanga, Semdi, the Kunanya, Yer Tonsu Yamunga, Kitanga, Tombanya, the Kunanya, La Shigding, Yu Manjiba, Yirjan Diva Chambu, Tedon, Yer Dini, Song, the Trinity, Tingans and Jihana, Chigogo Risen, the Yendi, the Tarangorumi Song, Yisharosen.
So a union of such bliss and emptiness, which be achieved through causes concordant with it. So unification of the bliss and emptiness then has to be achieved on one continuum, of the basis of one continuum, whether you say it is the I or the self, which is imputed on the basis of the subtle wind and the subtle mind. So also the cause that is concordant with it is the branch of the meditative stabilization, which is able to unite the two factors, the immutable bliss of one's mind absorbed in suchness, this being attained through attraction for the mother in the appearance of oneself as father and mother, favored deities, empty of form. This is because Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the secret mantra says that this is so. So Rinpoche is saying that one's visualization of oneself as the deity, father and mother, this appearance, which is referred to as the empty form body, this appearance, while absorbed in the emptiness of it, engaged in the experience of the immutable great bliss.
Ojida, Dinda Yamba Yandu Juda, Tichuana Zeduda, Dinda Gatinganza, Yuda, Juayan or Dugan Tamat, Tinganza Zedi, Jangama Jirena, Rowley Guguiva Yandu, Tichuana Jirena Rowley Jirenji Kavji, Jirenga Kavdeni Mara, Tumogum, Tadini Tamuji was Shansam Jiwani, Gaja Rambajan, the Machuoni, Marambajan, the Yonga Kavza.
So the generation of the branch of meditative stabilization depends upon subsequent mindfulness, because the innate joy that is experienced through the mind of enlightenment, through the bodhicitta, which has been melted by the inner heat, the inner navel heat, at the time of a subsequent mindfulness, coming from the crown of the head to the jewel without passing out, without passing out. So it's the branch of meditative stabilization of immutable bliss. Also, it is said that at the time of subsequent mindfulness, appearances of non-imaginary deities of empty form occur.
So the
reference here, which says that it is said that at time of subsequent mindfulness, appearances of non-imaginary deities of empty form occur. This, due to the subsequent mindfulness, then sometimes at the brow, you know, like at the brow where, usually when you have the statues of the Buddha, then there's a special mark to mark that hair, brow hair. So, at them. So that is regarded as the upper opening of the central channel. So at that opening, then as sometimes there is the appearance of the father and mother deity, Kali Chakra, blue in color, father and mother deities, empty form body. And so this appears as a due to the force of subsequent mindfulness of having visualized the deity father and mother over and over again. So this is regarded, when there is an appearances, when there is an appearance of such a visualization of the deity father and mother, the size of a mustard seed, at that upper opening of the central channel, then that one is referred to as the appearance of non-imaginary deity.
Oh,
So the next few lines in the text emphasizes that, you know, that all of the latter branches of the six yogas completely depends on having accomplished oneself in the practices of the prior levels of those six branches. So in order to have meditative stabilization, then in order to be proficient in that, then one is dependent upon having a subsequent mindfulness, which in turn is dependent upon retention. Retention here referring to the winds, you know, which have been inserted into the central channel. Then, retention is what ensures that the winds are, you know, contained within the central channel. So retention, in turn, is dependent upon, you know, stopping vitality, in turn, is dependent on having concentration, in which in turn is dependent upon individual withdrawal. So the next few lines of the text basically shows how each of these practices, latter practices, are dependent upon the prior practices. Such subsequent mindfulness depends upon retaining the winds without moving in the central channel through the branch of retention, because the constituents must melt upon igniting the inner heat through the force of that. Also, retention depends upon the yoga of stopping vitality, which causes the winds of the right and left channels to enter the central channel. Because if the winds are not caused to enter the central channel, one cannot hold them within the central channel. Also, causing the winds of the right and left channels to enter the central channel depends upon purifying the central channel through individual withdrawal and concentration, because the winds cannot be drawn into the central channel without having been made serviceable. For the winds of the right and left channels to enter into the central channel depends upon purifying the central channel through the individual withdrawal and concentration, because the the winds cannot be drawn into the central channel without having made the winds serviceable. Without gaining the control of the winds, then one cannot enter it into the central channel. So, through this explanation, then you can say that to accomplish the sixth sixth branch yoga, then that depends upon the fifth. The fifth is dependent upon the fourth. The fourth is dependent upon third. The third is dependent upon the second, and the second is dependent upon the first yoga. So like that, one can see the cause and effect relationship of these six branches.
So then
there is a quotation by Lama Tsongkhapa, within which it is said that during the first branch practice of individual withdrawal, then when one practices this particular yoga of individual withdrawal, then one goes through these 11 signs. There are these appearances that occur to the mind, such as the smoky vision and so forth like that. Although there are these 11 signs that one experiences, and the 11 signs are kind of enumerated in the later part of the text, it doesn't mean that the sequence of the 11 signs happen exactly in the sequence that it is set forth in the text. It can be also random. These signs can happen different signs can happen at. There is no kind of serialized kind of numbered way in which these signs has to be experienced. So, going through the experience of these 11 signs is what gives the measure of having accomplished the individual withdrawal, and then having achieved this particular first yoga, and then the concentration kind of stabilizes the attainments that one has generated through the first yoga of individual withdrawal, and then through that with the concentration stabilizing what has been achieved through the first yoga, the winds at the stage of the concentration is able to, without much exertion or effort, one is able to enter the winds. Almost able to enter the winds into the central channel. So, the full measure of having generated you know, concentration, the second yoga of a of the concentration, then it's like a preparation. It's like the preparation to stopping vitality, which is stopping the activities with of the flow of the winds within the right and the left channels, so that they so that they are entered into the central channel. So so here we take a quotation from Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the secret mantra, which says, "What is to be understood by purifying the central channel is that the winds have been made slightly serviceable through the individual withdrawal. Upon having achieved the 11 signs and concentration, having made these stable, having made the winds the winds of the right and left channels, naturally begin to go into the central channel, and then and when one then trains at stopping the movement in the right and left channels, one is successful. Although this is done before that, it is not successful, because the first two branches bear the measure for the bear the measure for cultivation of stopping vitality." Rinpoche is going to there's like a debate that follows follows this particular quotation, but instead of going through that debate, Rinpoche wants to skip to the point of the text where there is the listing of the 11 signs.
Sendri Kosumji Nidiva Nyambu Yamba Moramli Sonso, Sodiji Kapsa, Tavala Sobi Tonsi Jarsana Siji, but then the name goes in that you should be.
There's this part where it says, the part where it says, how the empty forms of smoke and so forth dawn in the context of individual withdrawal. So,
The 11
signs are made of four night signs and six day signs together make up the 11 signs. So also they are known as the yoga of the day and the yoga of the night. So, and the signs that do arise in the course of the meditations are undertaken during the yoga of the day, and signs, night signs that occur during the yoga of the night, meditations of the yoga of the night.
Then rūtumbu gāndrā jī kāmsāṁ sāndrā tīndrā gā sī sāṁ wā jī tā ngātū yā nā ngātū tī sā gōmbā yā nā jī ngātū tī sā gōmbā yā nā jī kā nabāṁ kūr yīn jī mā kār sī gō mā kā nā nīmī sīr wūndrā wā tī manchār bā chī tā nīmā lā jāp tīn tā shatū jī yā nā kā shārāṁ kūr nā
So it says that where one should undertake the, in order to practice the yoga of the night, first you practice the yogas of the day, and the places where best to practice is, you know, on high elevations, like on top of mountains, you meditate, and then if you are meditating in the morning, then you face west, so that you do not have any kind of brightness of the rays of the rising sun in your eyes. So, you know, you turn your back to the sun. Of course, you know, if you are meditating in the evening, or the latter part of the day, then you face eastward. So again, your back is to the setting west sun.
And so the site for your
night yoga, then it says you should meditate in a place, in a house which does not have a roof, like that. House without a roof.
So the
signs which are like appearances to the mind, and they are called as empty forms. They are empty forms. So to undertake this practice, then you visualize the three channels within the three main channels, root channels within the body, and then as they come up to the head, they sort of bend. They bend like the handle of a, and then the three openings, the upper opening of the central channel is at the brow. And the right and left channels opening happens in the direction of the two nostrils. So when you engage in this practice, then you focus at the crown opening. At the crown opening is the drop, associated. We were talking about the different drops that arise at the, you know, at the time of waking, at the time of sleep, dream, like that. So you have. You have the drop at the forehead, at the brow. You focus on the drop which is at the brow, which has the propensity to give rise to the appearances of many different types of objects. So then the signs that one experiences are like the small mirage firefly. Rumchi, the Tuada Miku that Sumre Tanda.
Oh, read that. Tuada Muji, the Jedi, read that game. We were sent out to him by and did that. The song of Dunan sent out to Teminanjur Dingamaji song. We were
Tanda Rumchi, Seminanjur and
So
even though in the text, you know, the yoga of the night is first explained with the four night signs first, then when we actually engage in the practice, you have to start with the day yoga, going through the practice of the day yoga and the six signs of the day yoga first, and then engage in the night yoga. So I'll just read from the text, which says how the empty forms of smoke and so forth dawn in the context of individual withdrawal. Since the drop that produces the waking state is in the middle of the main wheel of the forehead, means the brow, when one meditates, aiming one's observation at the various empty forms dawn at the place due to the capacity which exists with that drop to display the various appearances of the objects. How to meditate through focusing observation at the drop. In accordance with the essays of instruction, in a dark house at night, having bound one's body into a meditative posture, meaning the seven-point posture of a Varasana, then one rolls one's eyes up and closes them halfway. Rumchi says, you roll your eyeballs up in the direction, looking at the upper opening of your brow channel, central channel, up, you know, brow channel. And so the upper eyelid should cover the eyeball down, and the lower eyelid, you know, kind of meeting the upper eyelid, but not totally meeting, you know, kind of like that. Like that. So Rumchi said, you know, the eyeballs should be directed upward, looking towards the direction of the brow chakra, you know, the brow wheel. But the upper eyelid must close over the eyeball like that, and then it should be slightly opened. One rolls one's eyes up and closes them halfway. Means closes them halfway, meaning the eyelids. You know, although the eyeball is turned up to look at the upper opening, the eyelids should cover the eyeball, but not totally shut.
Namkara jiwa namka tumba rongwa jarana jindriwa na jiwa gomba maari sawa mi yarni nalaka na namka jiwa odati mugose na sanyangu yuwa yandu mansam jiwa mi bhavtanga namka ase bhavtanga namka sami shenjian stichikta gomba oose.
So one holds one's mind to the empty space in the whole of the central channel between the brow and meditates one-pointedly. So here when we talk about holding one's mind to the empty space is in the whole of the central channel, whole of the center, between the eyebrow, the brow. So in accordance to Jonangpa tradition like that, sometimes they say the empty space refers to the outer space. But Rumchi says, in accordance with Lama Tsongkhapa and the Heart Sons, then the empty space here, referred in this line, is the empty space within the central channel at the brow chakra, at the brow. That is where one, that is where it is meant that one should meditate one-pointedly. And that has been further confirmed in both the Tantras and the commentaries.
The focal
point here is the very subtle wind and mind. Your very subtle wind and mind appearing in the aspect of the color chakra, father and mother, the size of a mustard seed. So, not only are you mentally mentally focused on that, but even your eyebrows, are pointed in that direction of focus. So Rumchi says, at the beginning, when you focus on that drop, in order to train in that single-pointed focus of the drop, you just visualize a mustard seed-sized blue drop. Then when the concentration becomes stabilized, then you visualize that blue drop in the aspect of the holy body of the, the Kala Chakra, father and mother. So here... Rumchi says that the blue drop must be associated as your very subtle wind and mind. Your very subtle wind and mind.
So,
when one does the night yoga in a dark house, in a dark house at night, then these are the four night signs that one experiences: the smoke, the mirage, the fireflies, and the the butter lamp, the butter lamp, which is the butter lamp dawn. The butter lamp. So usually, when we apply these four signs in the case of the other highest yogacara deities, then usually the first inner sign is the first is the mirage, and the second is the smoky vision. But here, in accordance with the Kala Chakra, then first is the smoke, then you have the mirage. Tua di sakam dube.
Nuri tua di sakam dube. Tua dambo sakam dube. Niwa chengam dube. Samba mingam dube. Yawa di longam dube. Dina yendu yedi yendu zo yena sakam dube. Kapsa mungje tavi nongasi. Tua di chengam dube. Deji korum rawun raviwa mari.
So the smoky vision is associated with the absorption of the earth element, and the mirage is associated with the absorption of the water element, and the fireflies with the absorption of the fire element, and the butter lamp is associated with the absorption of the wind element.
ただ
So when one practices the day yogas, and also the place where one should practice the day yogas, as explained before, should be on a high elevation where one has in the expanse of view, and then you face west if it's in the morning, and you face east when it is in the later part of the day when one does this yoga. And again, the visualization is the same as before, focusing on the drop, which is your very subtle wind and mind at the upper opening of the central channel at one's brow, then focusing on this drop in the nature of one's very subtle wind and mind. Then again, later on, as one's concentration develops, then that blue drop in the nature of one's very subtle wind and mind then should be visualized as the deity, father and mother. So when one engages in this practice in the course of the day, then it is said that one experiences six signs, first of which is the Kalagni. So it's like the sign is like reddish yellow, like orange reddish yellow, strongly red tinged with yellow kind of appearance. And then you have the sign of the moon, then the then you have the Kala Agni, the moon, and the Rahu is blue black in color, and sun. You have the sun. You have the first. You have the Kala Agni, the moon, the sun, and then the Rahu, which is a blue black in color, and then the lightning, and then the blue drop. So Rumchi says, we'll stop here, and if you have questions with regards to what we covered, Rumchi will do that.
The 11 signs, I get 4 foot 6 is 10, so I'm missing the 11.
Rumchi, Rumchi says the 11th sign is mentioned in the next paragraph, which says, even though the 4 night signs initially dawn at a time of cultivating night yoga, it is not that they do not dawn when cultivating day yoga. It is said that for superior persons, Arya beings, adorning of the 6 day signs occurs even at the time of night yoga. When it is said that the aspect of the mother and father face to face, the complete enjoyment body which possesses the 5 certainties, dawns in a mere hair's width line drawing in the middle of the blue drop, the last, the 10th, the following, the 10 signs. So in the middle of the, you know, in the middle of the blue drop, then there's like a hair sticking out, which is like the basis for the Rumbuchi So the 11th sign is like amidst this, in the, from the center of this blue drop, when there is the dawning of a mere hair's width line drawing in the middle of the blue drop, in the line drawing of the Kala Chakra, father and mother, that's your 11th sign. It is said that the aspect of the father and mother face to face, the complete enjoyment body which possesses the 5 certainties, dawns in a mere hair's width. Hair's width. Line drawing. Rumbuchi, the to go yoyum the chay rumu sore ya chay gi
chay 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 chay
Rumshi says, within a mere hair's width, within that, you have to visualize Kali Chakra, father and mother. Rumshi, ta duksu yuna di nalo la suwa ra?
Neri, ta ta gu.
Si nalo.
Si nalo.
So, if you, Rumshi says, if you, from the blue drop, if you visualize like a tiny hair sticking out, within that, visualizing the deity, father and mother.
I think most of us are accustomed to doing our meditations and sitting in front of an altar which has images, representations of beings which we're using for our meditation, and this meditation talks about being in a high place in front of an expansive view. And I wonder if that means a different kind of environment altogether, and no altar, no statues, no pictures between yourself and the open view.
From she in the Kusun to Dengi ten Tam Susishan Alo Matura. So then I'm Fenda Nindazu Nimu Nejo the Gundugan Sato the Tonga Chumasuka Namjuda Mandas Roach.
Really, then Namjuda Mandas in a good Jigarizago. Song Song the young Yavich in the Yuva. Good young wonder.
Rumshi says, like, you know, for the sake of that particular practice of engaging in this day yoga, you know, to suit that particular practice or, you know, appropriate to that practice, that kind of condition is suitable where you are at a on some highly elevated point and where you have a good view.
Because
here you are doing a meditational process where the meditation is becoming very, very minute, like microscopic. And so when you are trying to do those types of meditation, if you are in a closed in environment, sometimes it's not so conducive to that mind. So to counteract that kind of microscopic meditation to an outer situation where you are on a high point with a great view helps. Because with that meditation, sometimes when you are closed in, it becomes a great burden for the mind, something like that. So, for the sake of that particular meditation, it's good to counteract it with that kind of situation.
What it says just subsequent to where we stopped, that there's a certainty of body of being the body of Vajrasattva. Does that mean what appears in the blue drop is white, like we usually think of Vajrasattva? Because you had mentioned, maybe it's just your own idea, that it was in the form of Kali Chakra, father and mother. Here it seems to say in the aspect of Vajrasattva.
Rumshi says, you know, it's Vajrasattva in the nature of Kala Chakra. So it's not like a Vajrasattva, like usual Vajrasattva, white in color, but it's Vajrasattva, blue in color.
yoga has the same core elements as the Jain yoga and other traditions, except for the Maharaj. In that, is it the same purpose? I mean, is it the same resolution of the five skandhas?
Is it the same?
The same as the death yoga. And if it is, what's the significance of those two being reversed?
Rumuchi chibe nekis sachu melun timbe juan timbe rumbachi ta tanda di tugona ta tuwa mi jiswa di sachu mel juan timya di rumba di chikwa riwa sa rumuchi rumba di chikwa yina ko tuwa da mi ju di ta chibu kita nga ma ta manja suge gimze khali yina sur di The dissolution of the elements is the same in every system, but it's only in the Kala Chakra that that they associate smoky vision with the absorption of the earth element, and in the mirage with the absorption of the water element. This is just only with Kala Chakra Tantra they do that.
So
at the time of death, you know, we experience the absorption of the elements being brought on solely due to the power of a delusion and its action karma, but in the completion stage yoga, you know, these absorptions of the elements are brought on due to the power of one's meditation, because you want to activate the function of the very subtle wind and the very subtle mind, and in order to bring. In order to for this to function, then you have to absorb the gross states. The absorption of the elements in the completion yoga stage is brought on completely through the power of one's meditation. Rumchi says, Lama Tsongkhapa says that, generally when we give a definition of completion stage yoga practice, The completion stage yoga practice is defined as, through the power of one's meditation, being able to enter, abide, and absorb the winds into the central channel, as being the definition of the completion stage yoga practice. And so this definition again applies only to the general highest yoga tantra system of Goyasamaja, Heruka, and Yamantaka, but it does not apply to the Kala Chakra system of defining what completion stage yoga is, because in the Kala Chakra, completion stage yoga is titled as the sixth branch yoga practice, and so when you do the first of the six branch yoga practice, which is individual withdrawal, at that stage you have yet to be able to enter, abide, and absorb the winds into the central channel. And so this definition of, you know, completion state yoga being a meditative process whereby which one is able to enter, abide and absorb the winds into a central channel, it applies only to other highest yoga tantra systems, to the general highest yoga tantra systems, and does not apply to the Kala Chakra system. Rumchi says, where it says, having bound one's body, you know, Rumchi says, like, you know, when you do this particular meditation, then it shouldn't be like a very relaxed body, that it should be like very tight body. And Rumchi chiknaru nanda khunza chikta
ya. Kumbha durji chino jidu, kumbha...
So Rumchi is saying that when it says having bound one's body into a meditative, bound in the sense that tight in that particular meditative posture, the 7-point meditative posture of Bharatana, you know, the lotus position where you have your right leg on your left thigh, left leg on your right thigh, and then the, you know, the hands, you know, with the tip of the thumb touching, placed below, slightly below your navel, and then your back very straight, and your tongue against the upper palate in your mouth, and then you know, the eyes looking down, and then the teeth and the lips, to, you know, you just leave it how you normally do. Shouldn't be opened wide or, you know, shut tight as such, like that. So, you know, here the bound, having bound one's body into a meditative posture means very, you know, stiff or tight in that particular posture.
Many of the tantric systems, they talk about impure and pure illusory body. Is there something similar to that in the Kali tantric system?
Tabe Julu in the Chitan Chishis Jara. ti rinpi rinpi yagrin rahu korim jiga rinpa jinta chariya rinpa diyama dhudu dhan dhimpa guni jiga jila ji chariya tindar jiga tawji jiwa di rinpa jinta chariya yana tanduka ku rinpi tanduka kun rahu charim nima chari chari nukun rahu dan tamadhi ti timo zangka nana tingkuriya miyanku ku jiga nyambar chakdiwa tindar jiga mipa jiga sawo jiga chari zangna wa jiga da tangpo di kapka
Tapa, the Matavaki, 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 Tapa, the
because in Kala Chakra, it doesn't say specifically, you know, pure illusory body or impure illusory body. The equivalent to what is an illusory body in the Kala Chakra system is the empty form body. So when one engages in the practices of the six, the six branch yoga, then, for example, at the first of the six, or the individual withdrawal stage, then you have the, you have the empty form body of the deity father mother at that time, and as one progresses along the stages of, individual withdrawal, such as through these, through the stages of these 11 signs, then the empty form body that one visualizes, that one is able to, focus on, becomes more and more subtle as one progresses. And so compared to the level of individual withdrawal, then the empty form body, visualized at the second, which is the concentration, is much more subtle. Then at the time of stopping vitality, it's much more subtle. At the time of retention, it's even more subtle, like that. So in that way, in the empty form body, which is the equivalent illusory body in the Kala Chakra system, then from the first branch of individual withdrawal up to the last sixth meditative concentration, then you can say covers from the most gross to the most subtle levels of generating the empty form body. As we talked about earlier, earlier on it's sometimes clear, sometimes unclear, and then later on, once meditation becomes so refined that within the width of a mere hair, then one is able to have this visualization of the entire Kala Chakra father and mother. And the activities of both the illusory body and the empty form body is the same. The empty form body is able to pervade all existence and bless the existence in the same way as, how the illusory body is able to generate, countless, numberless emanations pervading the entire sphere of existence, like that.
It is the difference between the parties.
단다 우메 따 뜨기 우메 따 뜨는 거죠. 가지 야네드 데드네거 와. 아니 아니 크란스나 포기 값수 상보.
이 상보는
상보는 디 디 캐와 가려 이랬어.
어리 다디 무반대하고 지금 보아지드나 지금 상보가 관대니 지다 오버메 그 군다이나 오버메 그 말.
Rinpoche says, you know, for the purpose of, you know, transferring consciousness, then usually you visualize the central channel as opening at the crown, and at the crown, you know, you have the feet of Amitabha, and then you shoot up your consciousness into the heart of Amitabha. So for that kind of visualization, then, you know, appropriate for that kind of, effective for that kind of visualization, then you have the central channel, you visualize the central channel as having its opening at the crown. Generally, we say there are 9 doorways to the body. You know, so just as you have an opening at the brow, there's another opening at the crown. Then you have the 2 opening of the eyes, nostrils, mouth. You know, the ears and the 2 lower door openings. What's the difference between immutable bliss and the primordial Om? Is there a relationship? Primordial Om. I never heard of a primordial Om. I mean, like, I never heard lamas talk about a primordial Om. Prangi sena ranjungi Om seyadida, ani domani chume Om seyadida, ani kashi migyube dewal ki dewa khare yoresa.
Ranjungi Om seyadi, Om ki dadang seyadi.
You mean the sound of the Om? Om ki dadang. Ranjungi Om ki dadang sore. Domagi Om ki dadang sore. Di Om dada. Ani migyurve dewa. Migyurve dewa. Migyurve tanda.
Migyurve.
Dini pasa jawa khari yoyso.
Ari da manjurve diva zedi ju thruva diva shiva mugo chin biwarwa. Thruva diva yuwari, dingar yuwari, dhanyam yuwari. Manjurve diva zedi thruva rik chin dingi.
Rumshi said, you know, when we talk about immutable bliss, it's a state of mind. It's a feeling. It's a state of mind. But when you talk about primordial Om, you know, if it's like the sound of the Om. Rumchis questioning whether that would be primordial.
Kedanji Om Ah Hum Sidhu Om Gadradan Hongadra Agadradan Hongadradan Sidhu Di Chivi Jobe Chida Kenda Kanga Yang Tani Long that then
you know, when we talk about you know, Om symbolizing the body, Ah symbolized speech. Hung symbolizing the mind, and when we say the syllable Om, then the sound of the Om is dependent to create the sound of the Om. Then it is dependent on many parts of the functioning of the tongue, the mouth, the vocal cords. All these put together creates the sound of the Om. So.
Long tamu de
Ask exactly what you are trying to ask by a primordial Om. Rumchi says, for example, if you talk about the subtle wind, you know, which resides within us, you can talk of that as being a primordial wind. But when this primordial wind on its own does not have sound to it, but when it is drawn up and, you know, drawn upwards, and then when it meets the tongue and the vocal cords and the palate, then it can create the sound of Om. Of the eyeballs at the beginning.
And when it's held, is it a very tight holding or is it a
soft? Rumchi tan tanchi di mikpa di tanda sambe di kasure mitsamdo ta di
tel
ta ya charwa di ta tu ka mi ta mi na lo de bu charwa ya Yataya Chara, me mata papa mayo. Indeed, the Tugan Rumchi Kushuk Chumbo Tambur is there, young, the Nakab Suki, Mipo, Nand Nubayachetu, the Nakab Su Papa in the me, Susumi Yatakwe, the same day Yatakwe, Achara, me de Yatakwe, Puma Mipo Tambu Yachetu,
young. Madamasana, you magical, can I tell you the neighbor to the Namukit Tagura, send the Konganyan the Tagura.
Mutin in the
Zunguka and the Nadi Yan Dinanka did, he was on the witch.
Mutin in the Zunguya Kerbess from Shem Mutin Dara,
Shem Mugichi, the dinner. Mu Chikandu, Yer Tiva, Indian D, only a new Nango, the Karasago Yanker, and Rumbotana, T. D. Union.
Rumchi says, you know, for example, when someone says, look over there, you know, then when just as our eyes follow the direction, the mind also goes there. So in the same way, to help focus on that brow and on that drop, not only you're directing your mind, but even physically engaging the eyeballs to go in that direction so that your mind also hits that direction, focuses in that kind of direction. Because it's known as a you have three things involved here in that concentration. Your eye, you know, directing the focus of your eyes, the mind's appearance, and the wind or the subtle wind and the mind also directed that. So you have three things focusing at the same time.
So
with all of the deities, that kind of our focal point is different. For example, in the Gosamaja system, then the focal point is at the secret place within the central channel, and then in the Chakra Samvara, it is at the navel point of the central channel, and then in Kala Chakra, it is at the upper brow opening of the central channel. So each of the deities have its own specific focal point where you generate your concentration.
Rumchi says,
at the beginning, it's a very, at the beginning, it's with much effort you concentrate like this. But as one becomes more practiced or more used to this visualization, you can move this whole visualization all the way to the crown, down to the throat, down to the heart. You can move this entire, the drop, and the deity, all along the central channel and still maintain that visualization. Kasan Rumchi Hansu Tele Rikish Tele Kea Chiorva. Rumuche in the Sech Kane Chakas in the Sech Mongush Chashara, the Kuakwa Shiva rest or crown. Rumuche Dika to the Sanel Tele Kea Chiorva, Tele Rishish Kea Chiorva, Sanes Kea. Which page did you say?
Oh, read that.
Okay.
Read.
Only.
Read that. Nikav Jeva. Nikav Jeva Kavzadi.
Which part is he talking about? So you want to know the middle, the jewel, and the tip of the jewel, that one?
Yes, so what is the secret place? Because usually the secret place is just the one of moves. And
here also the secret place. Yes, yes, yes. So we should talk about Sanne Chi, right? Sanne Ki, Nobu Ki Leche, and Nobu Tse Leche, and the search, the Kakate. I have to tell Rumchi where it is on the text. Rumchi, this is Sanegi Nobu Tengar.
Sanes
in the Quadzingress, Nobu Us Dina Quadzingress, Nobutsu.
Ma dadi rambajin de sar yer guhi varwa nikav je jeb dhili di tiwa yenchi gani nenchi gani chi rambajin de jan ni dambu de ne ngazu garzu go tiwa rambajin de seven nikav dansi varwa ji dhili rujani jan seven nikav sa ji seven nikav sa tevani to seven nikav sa tolon tevani no ojuda melon de Mejilande can be varwa. Read the Menchik the Rikari. You were Seba dancing.
Rumchi crying, she said the Yomchuk in Nick of Susa.
Yomchuk and Nick of the Nikari.
Yeah, I found. When your question is where, what is regard? What would you define as secret place? Ani tepen sumuchi ta teve te nyomchu gine kapsu in tevala neve tele chiorwa.
Ri te mari nyomchu gani kapsu nuri tesi lai ba.
Sumuchi di thanda shokta.
Deuxième petit chez Tigri. Je
suis plus capté, monsieur.
On est dans l'idée de tirer en monde.
Monsieur.
Ori da di tang na chuo nzamba nyen ka tiwa jiosi do tiwa yen ching biwarwa nzamba jen doosi.
Rumji di ita ni ba chora nyomju ki ne kas.
Ridi de guni do da jen gu biwa. Ne tangu ni ka da tang amani ga tika jen gu biwa. Tolong tang melong ni ga tolong chaji melong chaji tangu ni ka niwa ni ka biyo. You need to be able to do it.
Melon, you have a neck of Sir Rumshi.
Melon, Chajibu,
Cheshigora, San Rumshi, and Saneche.
They watch Maritombo Tombo Tiraji.
They watch
Tombo Tiraji, Tennis, Saniji, Tennis, Novici. That's Sonia, Rumba Sanji, Sonigan Tata, Sonigan Vita, Sonigan Tisa, and Chasum
Rumshi, Sane Tapena. Rumbishi says, if you visualize the mandala which has like three tiers to it, so the outer rim, the outer base circumference, is the secret place. Then you have the middle, is this the center, you know, a center of the jewel, and then you have the tip of the jewel. If you divide 32 channels into 3, what, 32 divided by 3? 8? Rinpoche said, anyway, you have to create your visualization. Rinpoche said, if you visualize the, you know, a three-tier mandala, Rinpoche says, the secret place would be the base, and then you have the second ring would be the middle, and the tip of the ring will be the tip center, mm-hmm. like that. Okay. Rumshi says, like, when you have the channels, like the 32 channels, you have the outer circumference of the channels, where you have the most number of the channels, and then, you know, you go a little inwards, because you have the main channels and they subdivide and subdivide and subdivide, you know, so you have four main, and then they keep subdividing. At this secret place you have the 32, the outer circumference is 32, so when you come to the divide where it's the center, it's the where and then where it's the very tip is the, like that. And same, you know, at the navel channel too, you have 64 channels. The outermost, when they divide and subdivide further, the outermost circumference has the most number of channels. And then again, if you say what is the center of that, when you look at the center of the navel part, then it's the, when you divide it in three parts, that holds, in a division, subdivision of those channels, then you have to gauge it like the center and this the middle, like that, in accordance with how many times the channel subdivide, like that. And like that, you know, the chakra, the wheel at the throat is also same number of channels as the secret place. And so you have the outermost circumference, then you have the central circumference, and then you have the innermost circumference of those channels. You know, when we talk about great bliss in this context of when we experience bliss, you have, you know, different levels of bliss you experience, and bliss at its most supreme or greatest level we identify as great bliss. And when we talk about immutable bliss, again, you know, it is a bliss which is unchangeable. You know, usually when we have, usually when we have feelings of bliss or suffering like that, those feelings of bliss are like you can it's subject to change under conditions. So when we talk about a feeling which has been transformed into an immutable bliss, it is a feeling which of bliss which has been cultivated to a level at which you cannot change it from that nature anymore.
What is the five
colored rings? And is that the ring that becomes a four line of the river? The
Sunshi
Kadonga Chebe
Lung Sea de Kadires. The Yawesukudu Yadi Reves. Lung Kadonga Cheva. Lung Kadonga.
You're talking about five colored winds in general?
I've heard it mentioned
many times. Rumchi says, we usually say, you know, the extremely subtle wind and mind with the five colors. You know.
The five colored wind
usually refers to the very subtle wind, and when this very subtle winds, as it becomes more and more gross, then you have the five Dhyani Buddhas or the six Buddhas of the six lineages. Kransanadi sukuduyagi kurves. And it is the cause for the form body or the rupakaya of the Buddha. The color of the wind accomplishes the form body. Di Rumbuchi Sukutoya.
Mari Kataka Goni Sukutu. Longudradon, Longudubia.
And then, the color of the color of the wind is what accomplishes the form body, and then, and the sound of the, sound of the wind, the wind, moving, abiding, and resonating out, dang. Resonance of the sound of the wind is what achieves the sambhavakaya body. You know, just like when we talk about the breath that goes out, that comes in and resides like that, in, out, and up, comes in and abides and then goes out like that. That kind of that quality of that wind is what attains the sambhavakaya body.
So,
And then the very subtle mind, on the basis of this one, attains the transcendental wisdom, truth body or dharma body. And the emptiness of that subtle mind is the basis for establishing the Buddhist body of nature.
Does our wind naturally have these five colors, or
we're creating it when we're in the same? Shun tawe lung dila, kura rangshingi, kadonga yodebre, susu mebe.
Transforming
them into the nature of the five colors. We transform them into nature. The very subtle wind, which Rumchi says, even if the immediate color of the wind, say, is white at that time, then, transforming it into the nature of those five colors. The subtle wind which is of stopping vitality is regarded as that color of the wind is regarded as white because it symbolizes vajrasattva.
So
okay, we'll stop here.